The kings of Macedonia, Alexander II to Amystasis IV. This will be the last group before we get to Philip II. And it looks like there's just four, so how confusing can that be? Well, just wait. Now, Alexander II, who reigned from 370 to 368 BCE, was the eldest of three sons of Amystasis III and Queen Eurydice I, with his brothers being Philip and Perdiccas, ultimately Perdiccas III. Although he had already attained his majority, Alexander was very young when he ascended the throne in 369 BC. This caused immediate problems for the new king as enemies of the dynasty resumed war. Alexander simultaneously faced an Illyrian invasion from the northwest and an attack from the east by the pretender Pausanias. Pausanias quickly captured several cities and threatened the queen mother, who was at the palace at Pella with her youngest sons. Alexander defeated his enemies and, with the help of the Athenian general Hippocrates, who was sailing along the Macedonian coast on the way to recapture Amphipolis. At the request of the Thessalian Alide, Alexander intervened in the civil war in Thessaly. He successfully gained control of Larissa and several other cities, but betraying a promise he had made, put garrisons in them. Thus provoked a hostile reaction from Thebes, the leading military power in Greece at the time. The Theban general, Pelopidas, drove the Macedonians from Thessaly. He then neutralized Alexander by favoring the ambitions of Alexander's brother-in-law, Ptolemy Alaris, and forced Alexander to abandon his alliance with Athens in favor of Thebes. As part of this new alliance, Alexander had to hand over hostages, which included his younger brother Philip, which will turn out to be a great thing for Macedonia later on. He would also coin the name of the king's personal guard, the Physeros, or the infantry companions, a name that would be retooled under King Philip II to name his pike infantry. Alexander was assassinated during a performance of a war dance at the instigation of Ptolemy. Although Alexander's brother Perdiccas III became the next king, he was underage and Ptolemy became regent and the effective ruler. Now, Ptolemy of Eleros had been sent by King Amystasis III of Macedonia as an envoy to Athens in 375 to 373 BCE. After Amystasis' death, he began a liaison with his widow, Eurydice. In 368 BCE, he assassinated her son, Alexander II, in order to gain control of the throne. His actions, however, were not well regarded by the leading families of Macedonia, who called the Theban general Pelopidas to reestablish peace. As part of the peace settlement, Philip, Alexander II's younger brother, was taken as a hostage back to Athens. As Alexander II's younger brother, Perdiccas, was underage when Alexander II was killed, Ptolemy of Eleros ruled as regent. Ptolemy ruled as a regent until he killed him in 365 BCE. Perdiccas III of Macedonia succeeded his brother Alexander II and will reign from 365 to 360 BCE. He was at one time engaged in hostilities with Athens over Amphipolis and was distinguished for his patronage of men of letters. Among those, we are told that Euphrates of Orestes, who was a disciple of Plato, rose so high in Perdiccas' favor as to completely govern the young king and exclude from his society everybody but philosophers and geometers. He also served as the Theodocus at the Panhellenic Games that took place in Epidaurus in 360 to 359 BCE. In 360 BCE, Perdiccas tried to reconquer Upper Macedonia from the Illyrian Bardias, but the expedition ended in a disaster, with Perdiccas being killed. Diodorus Siculus attests that 4,000 men died in the expedition and that the remainder, panic-stricken, had become afraid of the Illyrian armies and lost heart to continue the war. Perdiccas was succeeded by his infant son, Amystasis IV, but the throne would eventually be usurped by Perdiccas' younger brother, Philip II. So we have our final entry into the kings of Macedonia before Philip II takes over. Amystasis IV of Macedonia. He reigned from 359 BCE to 359 BCE. Pretty short. After his father's death, Perdiccas III, in 359 BCE, became king. But he was only a child. He's only six. His uncle, Philip II of Macedonia, who was Perdiccas' brother, became his tutor and regent. In that same year, Philip declared himself king of Macedonia, expropriating his young nephew. Amestris was not judged dangerous enough to be a menace to Philip, who even gave him his daughter Sinéa as in marriage. The succession of Amestris' cousin, Alexander, in 336 BCE changed things. Alexander immediately had Amestris executed. Now we are ready for Philip II, if you're not too confused at this particular point. Now the sources for this, The Politics by Aristotle, The Histories by Herodotus, Histories, 12 volumes, by Diodorus Siculus, Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, and The Lives by Plutarch, Philip and Alexander, Kings and Conquerors by Goldsworthy, History of Macedonia, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Hammond, In the Shadow of Olympus, The Emergence of Macedonia by Borgia. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question. Leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.